Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of St. Maximilian Kolbe, priest and martyr, and our preaching is from Italy by Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin, and her preaching today is entitled Pinpricks.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. The Gospel of the Lord. Today the Church remembers St. Maximilian Kolbe. And if there was ever a shining illustration of what Jesus says to the disciples in that gospel you've just heard, it's Maximilian Kolbe. I've chosen this, the passage specific to the memorial, rather than the passage from Matthew, which many of us will hear at Mass today, the Gospel for the Feria. I've chosen it because Maximilian Kolbe is an extraordinary figure. He's a recent saint, one of the victims of the Gestapo, like Edith Stein, Sister Saint Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, whose martyrdom we celebrated just a few days ago. And like our own brother, the Dominican, Blessed Giuseppe Girotti, who died in Dachau, the other two in Auschwitz. Kolbe quite literally laid down his life for another person. He offered himself in exchange for a man who had a family, who had children. He'd been arrested first by the Gestapo in 1939, but then they released him. He was arrested again in 1941 and died that year on the 14th of August, having been injected with carbolic acid. Well, not many of us will be called upon to illustrate what it means to keep the commandment, love one another as I have loved you, at that level. Oh, we'll be put to the test, but in relatively small ways. You know the sort of thing, having to be cordial, kind, generous, not just materially generous, to somebody maybe we work with or a member of our church community or even of our family, somebody who tries our patience almost to the breaking point. Maybe you find that fairly easy. I'm ashamed to say that I don't, that I really struggle not to snap some people's heads off. Something tells me I am not the stuff of which martyrs are made. And yet, isn't it, in a sense, the spiritual equivalent of doing exercises when you need a bit of therapy, or even just to keep your body functioning reasonably well? Oh, that's fine when you're young, but it's an excellent practice when the years start mounting up. It may bore you, but it serves a purpose. And that, goes for the small tests of our true Christian commitment. We're not going to find them fun, but they are, if you like, therapy for our moral muscles. And Jesus makes us an astonishing promise if we persevere, if, as he puts it, we bear fruit. In that case, the Father will give us whatever we ask him in Jesus' name. Note, in Jesus' name. Obviously, that precludes asking for millions or for fame or for any of the other distractions that make it so very easy to avoid martyrdom. Even what St. Thérèse of Lisieux called martyrdom by pinpricks. So, let's try. Let's not run away from those pinpricks.